Colonel W.S. Thompson to be buried today. The Atlanta Constitution, Tuesday, the 23rd of December, 1913, page 5, column 2. Death came to useful citizen Monday after lengthy illness. Colonel William S. Thompson, one of Atlanta's most prominent citizens, died Monday morning at 5 o'clock, at his residence, 449 North Boulevard. He, Colonel W.S. Thompson, had been in bad health for over a year, and in a serious condition for several weeks. Colonel Thompson was born 70 years ago at Summit Point, Jefferson County, Virginia, in that part of the Old Dominion which is now West Virginia. His home was near Charlestown, where John Brown was captured and hanged, and Colonel Thompson witnessed the execution. He enlisted in the 2nd Virginia Regiment immediately after war was declared, serving under General Stonewall Jackson until the death of the latter. Later he served as a cavalryman under Ashby Rosser and in General Jeb Stuart's cavalry, left West Virginia. When the war ended, Colonel Thompson refused to take the oath of allegiance under the new state of West Virginia and removed to Georgia, settling first at Marietta, where he read law under Judge George N. Lester, later forming a partnership with Mr. Lester. Seeing in Atlanta the coming city of the South, Colonel Thompson removed here from Marietta and formed a law partnership with the late Milton A. Candler, with whom he was associated for 30 years. When Mr. Candler died recently, he entered the law firm of Candler, Thompson, and Hirsch. Colonel Thompson was for years a member of the city council, also serving as president of the Board of Education, as president of the Board of Education, as president of the Cemetery Commission, and in other positions of honor and trust. All his sons are well known and prominent in local business and political circles, and were devoted to their father. Always church leader. In church work, Colonel Thompson was always a leader. He was a member of the old Sixth Methodist Church, altar joining the Grace Church. He was a member and past commander of Camp No. 159, United Confederate Veterans, and always attended the reunions. He was also prominent in the Masonic Order. Four sons and four daughters survive Colonel Thompson. They are William D. Thompson, Logan D. Thompson, John D. Thomason and Albert D. Thompson, and Mrs. Frances D., Edith S., Adelaide C., and Mildred Thompson. The funeral will be held at 2:30 o'clock Tuesday afternoon from Grace Methodist Church, Bishop Warren A. Candler officiating. A special committee has been appointed from the Atlanta Bar Association to attend the services, consisting of Judge John T. Pendleton, Judge W. D. Ellis, E. W. Martin, Henry C. Peoples, T. R. Westmoreland, W. R. Hammond, Eugene Mitchell, Luther Z. Rosser, and Herbert Haas. In addition to the committee, the officers and standing committees of the association will attend. Interment will be in Oakland Cemetery. Page 16, Column 2. Professional cards: P. H. Brewster, Albert Howell Jr., Hugh M. Dorsey, Arthur Heyman. Dorsey, Brewster, Howell, and Heyman. Attorneys at Law. Offices: 202, 204, 205, 206, 207, 208, 210 Kaiser Building, Atlanta, GA. Long distance telephone: 3022, 3024, and 3025, Atlanta, GA.